We're joined now by Dr. Vimala Pillari, the dean and a professor at the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work here at Clark Atlanta University. Welcome again to WCLK, Dean Pillari.
Thank you.
You have an upcoming conference coming up June the 26th that's going to be bringing social workers together. It's your annual conference, Social Work, Ethics, Power, and Persistence, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. that day here on campus. Could you talk to us a little bit about what that event's going to be like?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to do so. Actually, this is our first conference, and we have invited CNN host of the show, my son, it's for social workers, counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, and in all people in helping professions, nurses, so on and so forth. And the title is Social Work, Ethics, Power, and Persistence. And the reason we invited Dr. Steve Perry is because he's a social worker. He's an educator. He's also an innovator. And he has built his own school in Connecticut. And it's a magnet school. He grew up in Connecticut. There were three generations of people in poverty. His mother was 16 years old when she gave birth to him. And he decided, as he was growing up, that he was going to be the best and try to change communities and transform communities. And he has been doing that very, very diligently. So we were very fortunate to get him to come here. And he has also written a book called When Push Comes to Shove, How to Get the Kids the Education They Need. That's one of his latest books. He has written that. And this workshop is going to be a really exciting one. We give away 5 CEUs. It starts on the 26th, Thursday. It starts at 10 a.m. and ends at about 5 p.m. There's a workshop from 12 to 5 on ethics. It's a long workshop. And then we have short workshops for about an hour and a half and 2 hours on human trafficking, child welfare, and agency leadership.
And so if someone is a professional and is already in the field, they can catch up on some of their continuing education credits as part of this event.
Yes, yes.
If we have someone listening that's interested in participating about this and hadn't heard about it yet, what's the best way for them to follow up with your department?
Okay, the best thing to do is to go to www. Steve Perry, it's all one word, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Steve Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, dot Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T, Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, .com. They can go there and register for the workshop. And we would like as many people to come. They can also call the school if they wish and call 404-880-6600 and ask to speak to Ms. Kim and give her the information about the conference.
All right, and Kim can take care of making sure that you're able to attend the social work conference coming up here at the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. It's on June the 26th, an action-packed day. If I could ask you, Dean, tell me a little bit about that message, ethics, power, and persistence. Why did you choose those terms as being so important in your line of work?
Because when we work, this is us as a helping profession, and we work with people with problems, with issues, with children, the domestic violence, with dating violence, so on and so forth. So in order to carry out your work, you need to also know what are the ethical practices of being part of the role. For instance, if you are a female and you see a woman being battered, how is that affecting you? Are you going to be ethical and report as it is? Or are you going to exaggerate? Are you going to make it worse than it is? So ethics is it's kind of built in into our profession. It's also built into our students learn about self-awareness, becoming aware of who they are, who the person is, in terms of their strengths and their weaknesses, so that they also empower themselves by learning ethics and making it part of themselves. So when they work with people, they're doing the best they can. And ethics becomes so completely intertwined with the profession in terms of all that we do.
There seems to be an ever-growing need for social workers in many different lines of work throughout our society right now. What is the career outlook? If you've got somebody that's coming into your department pursuing a degree in social work, what's their career outlook maybe compared to other fields?
That's a great question. First, let me tell you a little bit about my school. My school is almost 95 years old. It's the first African-American school of social work, not in the country, but in the world. We have the first master's program in social work, and we have graduated students for the past 95 years, and some of them have become mayors and senators, so on and so forth, and some have become great social workers, and sometimes pastors and church leaders as well. The social work profession is very broad-based, and students can get jobs in many fields, unlike other professions, which are limited. They can work in child welfare clinics. They can work in child guidance centers. They can work in hospitals, in mental hospitals, in hospitals for patients with physical ailments like diabetes, cancer, prostate cancer, so on and so forth. They can work in school settings as school social workers. They can work in industrial settings as industrial social workers. They can work in correctional settings as juvenile in a court social workers. They can also be probation. They can become probation officers. So the field is wide open. They can teach. And so there are very many options that are open to social workers. And also areas like domestic violence, divorce mediation, you know, marriage counseling, working with elderly people, elder abuse, all those things, hospice settings, all those areas or fields where social workers can work.
If you are the sort of person who believes you can change the world one person at a time, this may well be the field for you.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a great field to be in because you never get bored. There's always new situations that you have to face with, and you have to work at yourself to be better at it every time you work with people.
Well, the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University is holding their annual conference, Social Work, Ethics, Power, and Persistence. That's on June the 26th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the campus of Clark Atlanta University. The keynote speaker is nationally known moderator and social worker Dr. Steve Perry. This event offers workshops and can be attended for continuing education credit, as Dean Pilari said. For more information, you can call 404-880-6600, and you can go to the web at steveperry.eventbrite.com. There is a fee associated with this event. Dean Vimala Pilari of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work, thank you so much for taking the time for us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.